From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Now, we're going to give people a heads up. We've got a two-week challenge coming at the end of our puzzle segment today, and I don't know whether it's going to involve pencil and paper, but we've got something cooking, and we'll get to it when we finish with our on-air challenge today, okay?
Right,
I know you're ready for that, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, first of all, let's start with that challenge you gave everyone to work on last week. Interesting. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Tom Silke of Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. I said, take a familiar brand name seen along roads and highways in the United States. I said it has five letters, two syllables. The first syllable, phonetically, is a word that is the opposite of the word spelled by the second syllable. What is the brand name?
What's the brand name?
It is Sitgo, making sit and go.
You know, that's almost an iconic sign over Boston's Fenway Park. Whenever they're playing baseball, you'll see it over the park. Well, we had 1,000 entries, over 1,000 actually, from people who solved the puzzle, and our winner, not from Boston, but randomly selected from the correct answers, is Dr. Laurie Abbott, and she joins us from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Leanne.
Now, what do you do there?
I'm a professor in the Animal and Range Sciences Department. I'm a professor of rangeland ecology.
Oh, and are you a puzzle person? Have you been playing this puzzle for a long time?
Yes, I've been playing this puzzle for easily over 10 years now.
Oh, it's actually nice to meet someone who's been playing for a while. We get a lot of folks say, oh, no, this was my first time.
I know, and that always kills me as a listener.
Well, you get your comeuppance now because you're going to play. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, well, what do you have for Laurie? Let's play.
All right, Laurie, every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form of blank of blank, where the first word starts with P, as in Peter. I'll give you the word or words that follow the of. You tell me the word starting with P that starts the phrase. For example, if I said flesh, you would say pound, as in pound of flesh. All right, number one is worship.
Place of worship.
Place of worship is right. Try this one, call, C-A-L-L.
Port of call.
Port of call is right. The litter.
Pick of the litter.
Pick of the litter is right. Attorney.
Power. Power of attorney.
Power of attorney is right. Salt.
S-A-L-T. Salt. Blank of salt.
Actually, two answers here. Two possible answers.
Really?
Dear, this is hard.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, he says salt, and I want to go salt of the earth until I realize we're doing a completely different puzzle here. Are you thinking of pinch?
Pinch of salt is good. Also, pillar of salt.
Oh, pillar.
As in Lot's wife. All right, try this one. Eight, E-I-G-H-T.
Pieces of eight.
That was fast. Wisdom.
Wisdom. A pillar of wisdom.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah? But is that a phrase?
Well, it is in my house.
We've just made it one. We've just given it the imprimatur.
Okay, I'll give you that. I was going for pearls of wisdom.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Try this one. Penzance.
Penzance? Pirates of Penzance.
Pirates of Penzance. Allegiance.
Allegiance. Pledge of allegiance.
Uh-huh. Least resistance.
The point of least resistance or the... That's not it, is it?
Nope. String out many points.
Yeah, you follow the...
Path.
Path of least resistance.
Thank you.
Paris. Paris. P-A-R-I-S.
Plaster.
What was that?
Paris.
Plaster of Paris. Good. Gold. G-O-L-D.
Pieces of gold.
No.
No, that's pieces of eight.
Leprechauns.
Think of a rainbow.
Oh, the pot of gold.
Pot of gold is right. Try this one. War. W-A-R.
Powers of war.
No, I'm not
that's
buying
not
that
it.
One.
Okay. blank of war.
Blank of war. Uh-huh.
I want man of war.
Dogs of war, no. Puppies
someone,
of war.
Someone who's held captive.
Oh, prisoner of war. Yeah.
Prisoner of war. Peace, P-E-A-C-E.
E-A-C-E?
The opposite of war. Peace.
Oh, peace. Peace plan. Let's see, of peace.
Prince of peace.
There you go, Prince of peace.
Really, Prince of peace.
Prince of peace. And here's your last one. And it consists of two words starting with P that go before the of. And your clue is Hamlin.
Oh, the Pied Piper.
Pied Piper of Hamelin is
nice
right.
Nice work. Very good. Nice work. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, yes, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Lori, what's your public radio station?
I listen to KRWG-FM of Las Cruces, and we're members.
Excellent. Dr. Lori Abbott from Las Cruces, New Mexico. You are a terrific contestant. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Well, thank you, and thanks for all your help. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was. Take care. All right, Will, now we have that special puzzle segment. We're going to have a special guest here in the studio, someone who's used to doing puzzles and somebody who people know being associated with me. He's the host of Talk of the Nation, Neil Conan. So anyway, we've got something cooking Thanksgiving week. So to accommodate that, you've prepared a two-week challenge for everybody listening, right?
That's right. We'll write down these four chemical symbols. On the first line, write Li for lithium and Fe for iron. Underneath, write Ne for neon and Ar for argon. Reading across, you get the four-letter words life and near. And reading down, you get line and fear, completing a miniature word square composed only of chemical symbols. The object is to create a 3x3 square composed of 9 chemical symbols in which each of the 3 rows across and each of the 3 columns down spells a word. You may use either one-letter or two-letter chemical symbols, but the object is to use as many two-letter ones as possible. Only uncapitalized words are allowed. Our source for acceptable words will be Merriam-Webster's 11th Collegiate Dictionary. So again, make a 3x3 word square composed entirely of chemical symbols, using as many two-letter symbols as possible.
This is a real diabolical Sudoku puzzle, isn't it? Not only words, chemical symbols, and the 9 squares. Unbelievable. So you have 2 weeks to work on this, and when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline for this two-week challenge will be Wednesday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. And again, next week, Neil Conan's special guest will join us to play the puzzle. So, oh boy, can't wait. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.